All right, well, that was another wild one. Once again, got to, give our team a lot of credit for the way they, played, plays they made there at the end of the game. And, some real good individual efforts. Got a lot of, obviously, contributions from everybody. Huge kick by Steve and, a couple, big scores there offensively. Able to keep them out of field goal range at the end, so. Cleveland played about like I thought they would. I mean, they're young, they're aggressive. They played hard, they played well. We certainly, have a lot of room for improvement, a lot of things we got to do better, but it's always good to come out with a win in spite of everything that happened. And Rob was taken to the hospital for observation on an evaluation on his injuries, so that's all I have on that.
These comeback wins, Saints, Broncos, and now today. What does that say about your football team, just a football team in general, the ability to make these unbelievable comebacks?
I don't know. I mean, each one has its own dynamics and, own special circumstances. But, we had to make just about every play at the end today, and fortunately we did. Usually when you put yourself in that kind of situation, it doesn't always happen that way. And if one little thing goes wrong, then it doesn't work out. But, fortunately it did today.
Phil, when you get the tight onside kick to use there, is that a scheme thing against what you think they're going to do, or just scheme the best onside kick to use
in the fight? Yeah, I'd rather not talk about the strategy. That stuff's going to come up again. We do what we think's best. Let's put it that way. No, we're excited to win. Absolutely, we're excited to win. It's hard to win in this league, and Cleveland's a good football team, and they played well today. And no, we're definitely excited to win. Yeah.
So it's difficult for defensive backs in this NFL to target the correct spot on players. Do you have any issue at all with people going low on Gronk in that situation?
I think that's a question you should take up with the league, Tom. I mean, I just tried. Sorry if it wasn't good enough for you. Just tried the best. We put ourselves in a bad situation. We're down by whatever it was, 12 points. Went into our two-minute drive, hit a couple plays, got the ball down the field. We had an extra timeout because we didn't stop them down there. They threw the two passes in those kind of run-it type situations. Or good calls by Norv and, well-executed, obviously, by Cleveland. And so we didn't get to use our final timeouts, and fortunately had one left there. We tried to run the ball in, and they stopped us. So, we had an extra timeout to use there to give ourselves a little bit more time. And then, the onside kick and trying to get the ball down the field again. So, we're just playing it one play at a time. That's all you can do is, if you're down by two scores, all you can do is score once and then get the ball back and then score again. You can't score 14 points in one play, so. It's a sequence and series of plays. I don't know how else to put it. Find somebody more eloquent to do that.
Bill, talk about the contribution of the running backs.
We got contributions from all of them, like we usually do. I mean, got a lot of confidence in all those guys. They all do a good job. And we ran with the ball. We caught it. Made some big plays in different ways, coming out of the backfield, checkdowns, runs. So, getting in the end zone. So those guys did a good job. I mean, obviously, we've got to play more consistency. We had our moments, and then we had a lot of moments that weren't very good, too. But we had some production.
Bill, where are you watching from? Did you get an issue with your head under our customer?
I mean, it's not for me to judge. I mean, anytime a player gets hurt, you never want to, you never like to see that. But I don't even know what the extent of his injury is yet, so I don't want to jump conclusions on that.
Thank you.
You know, well, we've seen Tom do this many times before, so I think it's probably all been said before, but, you know, he did it again. That's what it says. Did it again. Him and a lot of other guys, they had a lot of help out there.
Any questions, guys?
So the Mets get up there, it's getting stretched beyond, it's really getting stretched beyond. Do you have a situation with this where they didn't
have that? What now? We just take it one play at a time, one day at a time, one game at a time. So, whatever it is, we'll deal with whatever we have to deal with.
Last thing, Mulligan, when he tried to jump over the defender, is that something that you coach or do you just try to defend?
Just being aggressive, trying to make a play. A lot of times when you see a big guy like that run with the ball, these guys will come in and you know, try to tackle low. I mean, certainly Cleveland's defensive backs do a lot of that. So he was trying to hurl a guy that he probably thought was going to go low. How does he... Well, you know, Shane, the more opportunity he's gotten, the more he's been able to do for us. And, you know, in his rookie year in the Kansas City game, you know, limited chances he had that year, you know, he was productive. You know, last year we had some depth in our backfield. And, you know, when he got an opportunity to play, he did a good job. He did, you know, obviously had a great game against Buffalo and then missed the next 8 weeks. So, you know, when he's been in there, he's been pretty productive for us. It's just, you know, there have been times and reasons over the course of his career for one reason or another where his opportunities have been somewhat limited. But when he's been able to, when he's been in there, and our other backs have done well, too. It's not like they haven't been productive. So, you know, they've all taken advantage of their opportunities. They all deserve to play, and they've all done well for us.
They're reaching frames so well when the game is on the line. How did you keep calm and not panic?
Well, I mean, we practice all these situations, so, you know, I think it's just the recognition of, you know, this is what the situation is that we practice. This is what we need to do in this situation. We have to go out there and try to execute it. And that's, I mean, I think that's really, that's the short end of it. You know, you never know what's going to come up. You don't know what situations are going to happen in a game. You just have to take them as they come, and as they come, then you know, you have plays or you have calls or you have things that you've prepared for in those situations, and you just have to recognize that this is it and this is what we need to do. And I think that really is, you know, the entire team. It's not one guy. I mean, one guy can't tell 10 other guys what to do on every play. That as a team, we have to recognize that. And, you know, this is the situation, this is the play, this is what we're looking for, this is what we, you know, what we want to try to do. And again, overall, you know, our team's done a, you know, reasonably good job of that this year, particularly today. I mean, that's about as hard as it gets today with, you know, being down by two scores with a minute and 2 minutes and, I don't know, 20 seconds or whatever it was left in the game, something like that. And we dug ourselves in a big hole, but, you know, they made the plays they need to make to get out of it. So you got to give them credit for that. But, I mean, that's what we practice for. Probably think we should practice the other stuff in normal situations, right? Do a better job of that. Okay, great, thank you.